Today we're looking at a story from John's Gospel. I guess all of us have been sick at times. I guess that sometimes it has been very serious. Just imagine you're the dad. Your son is dying. You've heard that Jesus can heal people, and yet he's miles and miles away. What would you do? Let's just look at the video, see what happens.
Spending 2 days there, Jesus left and went to Galilee. It was the miracle that Jesus performed after coming from Judea to Galilee.
Jesus has gone back to Cana, where he had performed the miracle of the turning the water into wine. The rich nobleman had heard about Jesus, had tracked him down, and made a rather long journey to come and see him. This rich man was probably a Gentile, probably had many servants. He had a lot of power and influence, but that couldn't help his sick child. He comes to Jesus and believes what Jesus said. You see, the man wanted Jesus to go back with him to Capernaum, miles and miles away. But Jesus said, "Your son will live." The man believed that Jesus could do it, and as he's getting back to his hometown, he's greeted with the news that indeed, at the very time that Jesus said he would live, his son starts to get better. Jesus spoke about faith as being like a tiny grain of mustard, small and insignificant, and yet it can grow and grow in our lives. That little mustard seed of faith was present in the rich man. He believed Jesus. His son was healed. Three times in the story, we come across the word believe. Jesus said, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." What was remarkable about this man was the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him. He himself believed, along with his whole household. We're thinking about prayer for healing, Jesus' power to heal. Not just 2,000 years ago, but today. Do we believe this? Can Jesus do it? What is faith? Is faith like that? Some blind, desperate leap, which may work and then it might not work. Is faith like that? No, I think faith is more like entrusting ourselves to God's goodness and kindness. Like a little child snuggling up with mum or dad. Faith, like a tiny mustard seed, can grow in our lives. If we don't have faith, we can get it. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, wrote Paul to the Romans. Faith to believe that which is normally impossible is possible with God. We're told that whatever doesn't come from faith is sin. We're told that with God nothing is impossible. Let's flex our faith muscles this morning and dare to believe that there are the people and situations that we need healing and transforming, God can do. And not just God can do 2,000 years ago, but God can do today. here, now. As we're taking the bread and the wine, there'll be people in the chancel who will be here with some oil to place upon your head to do exactly what Jesus told his disciples to do. Because we read in Mark's Gospel, and the disciples were anointing with oil many sick people and healing them. And it wasn't just the disciples that did that. Later on, we read in one of the letters to the churches in the book of James, "Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much." The prayer made in faith will heal the sick person. Faith like a tiny seed of mustard. "Yes, Lord, I believe that you healed people then. I believe that you answer prayer now. I believe that nothing is impossible to you. Lord, I believe that you want to do things today that we haven't seen before, or I haven't experienced before. Because we are your children and you love us, and you want the best for us." Amen.